Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. I'm so honored and blessed to be able to present this series to you, the Suffer Well devotionals. And we've been doing this for almost a whole year now, and I've been learning and I've been growing, and I pray you have been as well. There comes a time when we must continue to move forward and understand that there's no neutrality with our Creator. And when we stop or move backwards, that is not what He wants for us, and that is us going towards the way of Satan. We must continue to move forward closer and closer to the goal that Yahweh wanted us to move close to, and have no regrets about our past, not focusing on our past, but focusing about the future. Let today be a new beginning for you. I know many of us will struggle, but that's what suffering well is about. We'll struggle with our past, the things we've done and the things we thought. But the whole key to what we're learning here is to take on a new mind of Messiah. That's what it comes down to. To take on, become a new creature, have a new heart, and accept the gifts that He's given us. So I'm going to read the devotional today, and then I'm going to do a little teaching about it so we can understand what Scripture says about moving forward and not looking back, not focusing on the past. Remember when in Scripture they were told, don't look back, move forward. And Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. They told her, do not look back. Just move forward, and I'm calling all of you today to focus on Yeshua and to not look back at those things that will keep you stuck in all the negative emotions and feelings that all those actions of your past have created. But instead, we can look towards something new and forward to something new and the great things that Yahweh has in store for us, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. No regrets, and we're going to read now. Every thought says something, and there is only one who determines what each thought means. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:25. We pray you have learned well from this body of work, and that you continue to do so. The core of our time together has been to arouse you to aspire to the mind of Messiah. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Our hope is that pressing on to the goal to win the prize, Philippians 3, verse 14, would become to you as oxygen. You first learn that you must, and then how you are able to take each thought captive unto obedience of Messiah, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. It must become as natural to you as breathing. This journey is encapsulated with Romans 12, 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. With this, we move forward, and we do so with no regret, truly no regret. Instead, we harvest the living fruit of what we have learned together. No more wishful reminiscing. If I could just go back and change the past, or if I had to do it all over again, these toxic thoughts just feed bad fertilizer to Yahweh's sovereignty. They say that the mistakes were not intended for good, yet He says all things work together for good, Romans 8:28. These misgivings reveal a mind that has yet to evolve to its spiritual destiny. They display a mind that has yet to recognize and accept this eternal truth. If I had not been through that, I could have never known what I know now. Do not resist the truth. Yahweh spins the universe on this reality. He has specifically designed it so that the mistakes, the willful sins, the ignorance, all of it is His plan, and all of it is perfect. You see, while all of mankind was but dust, He declared the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times things that were not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46, verse 10. Yes, the Almighty saw everything that He had made and declared that indeed it was very good. Genesis 1, verse 31. Even knowing that sin was coming, Genesis 3, verses 6 and 7, all things would work for good because he declared the end from the beginning. And in the end, the mind of Messiah is in you. It has always been so, but perhaps right now, in this moment, you can better embrace a simple yet profound truth. You are right where you are supposed to be, loved one. From Yahweh's perspective, the only perspective that matters, there are no coincidences. There is no luck. There is no mistakes. Everything was approved before you ever existed. And he declared the end from the beginning. And he said, it is all very good. No regrets, loved one. No regrets. As we look at this today and we read this, we need to look for new beginnings and look forward to the future and not at the past. That's where we must be. And that's what we must do. Moving forward, not backwards. Not even looking backwards. Remember, we are new creatures in Yeshua, our Messiah. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if by any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are to become new. When we hold on to the things of the past with bitterness, resentment, embarrassment, and shame, and all these other negative emotions, we have to realize that holding on to things of the past do not bring up positive emotions that show Yahweh in us. They bring up pride, they bring up anger, they bring up bitterness, and all these things that are of Satan. We need to let go of the past and welcome the new beginnings. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, yet Yahweh has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in a human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of Yahweh's work from beginning to end. Yahweh has his whole plan for us. And he sees the end from the beginning. And he sees it all. And he has his plan for us. And he told us where we're heading. And it's time in our lives where we must come to a new beginning. We must learn to erase the past, not just from our history, but from our minds and the things we've been through and how many people are captured prisoner to their past. Remember, when the children came out of the promised land, their problem came out of Egypt and going to the promised land. Their problem was, even though they left Egypt, Egypt didn't leave them. They kept having that mindset of being slaves in Egypt when they were free. And we are free, free indeed. And we should no longer have that mindset of when we are once captive. Ephesians 4:22 to 24 says, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to be put on a new self, created after the likeness of Yahweh, in true righteousness and holiness. So no matter where we are in life, no matter what we've done, no matter what we think we've accomplished, no matter our hardships or anything, it's time to become a new creature and move forward. We've never been perfect without Yeshua, and we never can be perfect without him. But we have him now, a new creature. If there's anything you like about yourself before you knew Yeshua, something is wrong. You must renew your mind and accept this new beginning. Nothing about you before you knew Yeshua was good. Nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you made before you knew him. It doesn't matter how much you've accomplished before you knew him. Once you get to that point where you've met him, everything has to become new and everything of the past has to be left behind. It must be this way to put off your old self, which belongs to your former matter. Ezekiel 11:19 says, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of the flesh and give them a new heart of flesh. The new beginning. And the problem is, we're not willing, able, or desiring to admit that before we knew Yeshua, we were completely dirty, filthy rags. Everything about us was not good. When somebody says, well, I've always been a good person, I just didn't know Yeshua yet. No. You were a wicked sinner until you knew Yeshua. And every single thing about you was bad. There was no good in you. You can't be good without knowing Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. well, I did good things and people liked me. That doesn't equal up to Scripture. Scripture is clear. We have the wrong motives, the wrong desires, and nothing is good about people that don't know Yeshua, including our former selves. And sadly, including many people in Apis are not willing to accept what he offered us. He says he will give us a new everything, a new heart, a new spirit, a new everything. Romans 6:4 says, therefore, we are buried with him through the baptism into death. And just as Yeshua was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. A newness of life. Now, you may know people in your life that are all right, but they don't know Yeshua. Things seem like this person's all right. Seems nice. As a matter of fact, I know some people that don't claim to know Yeshua that seem to be living closer to his commandments than people that say they know him. But that doesn't make it the same thing as meeting Yeshua and having that new transformed life. Just as through morality of living today, some people will keep the commandments. That's not the same of living in obedience to our Creator out of love. Colossians 3 verse 9 and 10 says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created you. Yahweh has done a new work in us and transformed us. That's what he's done. In Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, it says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness and create rivers in a dry wasteland. What he's done for us is one thing, and what he's about to do for us is so much more. He's taken us to a place where we are new creatures, and he's taking us to a place which is a new kingdom, a new place. And it's a race to get there, and we must pace ourselves. But we must never, we could fall down, but we must get up and keep moving forward. Never stop and look backwards. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. I press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yahweh in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Do we get that? You may fall down, but don't look back. Keep moving forward. Keep understanding what spiritual growth is about. And it's not going to happen overnight. And it's not going to be easy. And we must every single day realize we continue to move towards the prize. Every single day we must not give up. We must not stop. For once I was young and I thought as a little boy. But now I'm an older and I think as a man. We must mature in our walk with Yeshua. Isaiah 65, 17 says, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or to come to mind. To let go of that. That's how you let go of bitterness and anger and all these other negative emotions. To get them out of your mind and put on a new mind of Yeshua. We don't have to think about those things. Some people say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. No, our Creator calls us to forget. Forget and trust in him. What can we learn from the lessons of the past? Trust in him. Let him direct your mind and your thoughts and everything. Isaiah 58, 12 says, and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up from the foundations many generations. You shall be called to the repairer of the branch, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. Changing your mind. Having a new mind will lead to new actions. That's what repentance is. It's changing your mind. And it says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. Acts 3:19. We see this in Ezekiel 36:26. It says, a new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put in you, and I will take away the stony heart of flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. He makes us one with him. He's good to us. He's not going to let us fail and fall. He's going to lift us up. We're no longer running this race alone. That's what he wants us to do. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, it is of Yahweh's mercies that we are not consumed, because of his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Every single morning we are new in him. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Remember what it says in 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the Elohim of the Father of our Messiah Yeshua, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to living in hope through the resurrection of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah from the dead. A new life. A new life. Not looking back on the past, not thinking about things that are creating fear and bitterness and worry. No, the hope and the future, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not out of evil, to give you a future and give you a hope. Hallelujah. That's what his plan is. His plan offers us a future and a hope. I pray that this is speaking to you today, that you understand that we just can't let go of the past and move forward, but continue to think of the past. We have to ask the Creator right now, Father Yahweh, please help my mind forget those things of the past. Father Yahweh, please stop making me dwell on those things. Father Yahweh, help my mind shut it to those things and help me see only your greatness and your love, Father Yahweh. Help me to not be bitter. Father Yahweh, help me to only see unconditional love to all men, even the enemies, Father Yahweh. Help me to have none, for help me to love everyone, Yahweh. Help me to feel your peace about every situation and no longer think about the past situations I was in that didn't turn out well, Father Yahweh. For everything was according to your plan. So help me be thankful for everything that brought me to this place, to knowing you and having Yeshua. It says in Revelation 21:5, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true, to make everything new again in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember that. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. Look to Yeshua, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated of the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. Not being bitter, taking on a new mind. Can you imagine if Yeshua, when he came back, was just focusing on, I can't believe they did this to me, and how dare they do this to me, and I'm going to get revenge, and all these negative. No, that's not what he does. He understood Yahweh's complete plan. He understood Yahweh's complete plan, and it's not done with yet. And he's come back to show us and tell us we must let go and let our minds be clear of these things. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of Yahweh. It doesn't say the renewing of your body. It doesn't say the renewing of your situations. It says the renewing of your mind. Your mind. Let go of the things that are holding you back. Your new mind. It says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and as eagles, and shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. It's not always easy, but let go of those things. Let go of those hurts. Let go of those disappointments. I met somebody the other day that said they were on a strong path with Yahweh, but some things happened in their lives. Some people passed away. Some other situations happened, and they've left, departed from Yahweh. They're holding on to the past, and it's stopping them from moving forward in the future. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh, Vel Elohim, it is he that doeth these things. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You understand that? Do not fear. He is with us. The commandment is do not be dismayed, to trust and be grateful for everything that's been done. Do not be anxious about anything in your life. You know, it's time to put on a new body. It says don't worry about food. Don't worry about clothing. You know, Yahweh's word is more than all of that. Be anxious for nothing in our lives, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be known to Yahweh. You know, he will give you a peace which suppresses all human understanding that will guard your hearts and your minds. And your minds. To be thankful for this new day, for this new horizon, for this new time, forgetting about the past. Shout it out right now. It says in Psalms 100 verses 1 to 4. Shout with joy to Yahweh, all the earth. Worship Yahweh with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that Yahweh is Elohim. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must understand this and we must get this. Please, I know so many people, you just see it. They're just holding on to the past. And it's just destroying them. Destroying them. You must put the past behind you. There's a book here I read all the time about spiritual warfare and how the enemy wants you to keep holding on to the past. We must let go. Let go. Move forward. How do you do that? Forgiveness. Forgiveness helps you close that chapter of your life and those things in your life. Psalms 103 verses 12 and 13 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed us from our transgressions from us, as far as he has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on those who fear him. And 1 John 1, 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Being purified from all unrighteousness through our letting go and forgiving from our past. Hebrews 10:13, then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. If he can no longer remember what we've done, can't we let go and no longer remember what others have done to us? He will blot out our transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 43:25. The Bible tells us, do not call on to mind the former things, or ponder the things of the past, Isaiah 43:18. We must let go. That's the only way you're going to free yourselves. That's the only way you're going to come into the promised land and let Egypt go. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize, for which Yahweh has called me heavenward and Yeshua Messiah. And here's what he's telling me right now, and here's what's going on. He's not talking about letting things go from things that happened like 20 or 30 years ago that happened in your life. Yes, people are holding on to those things, and we must let those things go as well. And that's what he is talking about. But he's also talking about things that happened recently in your life that's holding you back. Those fresh wounds. To let them go as well. Not just about the things you're holding on to from your childhood or all the bitterness you have from years ago, but also the fresh wounds. He's calling you to let go, forgetting what's behind. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, this means that anyone who belongs to Yeshua has become a new person. The old self has gone and a new has begun. Run to win the race. It says in Ephesians 4:23 and 24, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Put on a new nature, created to be like Yahweh through the righteousness and holiness. Yahweh is with you. Yahweh is with you. Remember, no one, Yeshua said, who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service for the kingdom of Yahweh, Luke 9:62. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in 24:16-17 says, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they will rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes, because they're looking back, not looking forward." Do we get that? Yahweh is carrying us. He wants us to trust in Him. He wants us to move forward and trust in Him with all our heart, not some of it. All our understanding. We should have no time to look back. Just move forward and trust in Him to do good and dwell in the land and to enjoy the safe pastures. Take delight in Him. We must do this to rise above. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which Yahweh has called you to, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses." 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith," because you kept moving forward. That's why. Psalms 37:3-5 says, "Trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land in safe pastures." That's what we must do. Trusting in Him, moving forward. He will keep us in perfect peace. Those whose minds are steadfast. Your mind is focused on Yeshua because they trust in you. Trust in Yahweh forever. For Yahweh, our wonderful Elohim, is the rock eternal. That's what we must remember. That's what we must trust. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is Yahweh who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." He doesn't want us focusing on the past. He wants us to think about the great things ahead. Not the things in the past that destroyed us. Yes, don't forget your testimonial about when you met Him and how He transformed your life. Never forget that. Always hold on to that. Tell people about that. But forget those things in your life that didn't go according to the way you wanted to. Forget those things in your life where people hurt you. Forget those things in your life where negative emotions were risen up through bitterness. It's time to forgive and let go and move forward. That's what we have to do. That's what the scriptures call us to do. And I just pray I and everyone else could do that. And we could experience and understand what it means to take joy in Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Suffer well, my friends. Suffer well. And Yahweh be with you all this day and always. I pray that we can grow and move forward and not focus on those things holding us down from the past. In the name of Yahshua, that we'd be renewed. Our minds would be renewed. And we'd experience the joy that He gives us. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God.